Adventure and Pumpkin on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
Now is the time to expose you, motherfucker, to the rest of the world, just like a liner it goes, patiently waiting to give you weight as a really good try, and all your flaws and
this is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm very excited about our next guest because what a great story and what great music we have. So let's welcome to the show Thomas Polychuk. How are you?
Hey, man. I'm great. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, my pleasure. My pleasure. And I just want to start right off the bat. So there's people that are athletes and then there's people that are musicians. Rarely are there people that are both, and you're one of them.
Yeah, well, I guess you can say that, but I'm more of a musician that loves to you know, to do sports, especially fighting. Muay Thai is really my thing. Yeah, I don't think I'd do it professionally though, but it's really a big part of my life. Yeah.
So, what attracted you to Muay Thai?
Oh man, it's a good question. Actually, I was never a really sporty guy. I was really, I was the kind of guy that would spend, 8 hours a day practicing guitar. You know, I'm really more of a shredder. But in my mid-20s, I thought, man, I got to do something. I got to start moving. And there was a Muay Thai gym and a MMA gym, like, across the street from where I live. And I thought, man, I wish I knew how to fight, man. I just walked in and signed up. And I've been there ever since. I never quit. It's been 4 years now, 4.5 years.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah. And you know what I have found, okay, and self included, sometimes when you were young, like in high school, it was either sports or music.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's
like there's a, yeah.
Yeah. And then at some point, you get older and become an adult, and you realize how stupid that is to have.
Yeah. It's like there's a dichotomy, or what's the word for that? You know, there's either you're sporty or you do this thing, or it's like either you like hip hop music or rock music. It can't be both. You know,
right.
What I mean? So, yeah. It's exactly that. So I was never the sporty guy, and I would laugh at the guys that, you know, spend a lot of time playing sports, but I would spend hours and hours practicing music and guitar. Like, you know what I mean? It's exactly the same thing.
I know exactly what you mean, because I played sports before I got to high school, and then I found music, and so then all of a sudden it was like, screw the jocks, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but it's funny, the same people like us are the ones that when you get older, you're actually in better shape and more athletic than you ever were in high school.
Oh, yeah, big time. I feel fitter than I ever was in my life. And I love, you know, practicing Muay Thai. I love fighting. I love training. I love working out. I love doing cardio almost as much as I love playing guitar, man. It's a big part of my life, especially fighting, because it's a very humbling sport. It makes you very humble. It makes you a better person, in my opinion, you know. So, yeah.
I agree. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, it takes a lot of practice to do both. And I know, and it's funny, too, because I'll ask in interviews, I'll ask, if there was no music, now what would you do? What's your passion now? And a lot of musicians can't answer that because their passion is music. So I always think it's cool. And I didn't even have to ask you that question because you have more than one passion. And I always think that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And, you know, I think they're kind of, you know, somewhat related because, you know, if I didn't play music, I would, my passion would obviously be, you know, boxing, Muay Thai and all that stuff. But there's a rhythm aspect to this, you know, when you skip rope, when you you hit the bag, it's almost, you know, almost a little bit musical, you know. So I guess it helps a little bit to be a musician because you have a sense of rhythm. That actually helps with you know, boxing. I don't know if that makes any sense, but
it makes a lot of sense because, like, all right, so one of my favorite things to do is to hit a heavy bag. But then when it comes to the speed bags, like, you definitely have to be on rhythm. Like, the heavy bag, you just put some force into it. And, you know, you can have rhythm too, but you don't need it. But with the speed bag, you definitely need rhythm.
Yeah, exactly. And even when you're fighting, it's good to know to be able to have your own rhythm and manipulate your own rhythm. So, you know.
There you go. And you think about people like, say, Muhammad Ali, who basically danced in the ring. So he had, I have to imagine he had in his head like this rhythm or music going on in his head that made him like he was, because it was just so natural.
Yeah, definitely. It's like, you know, martial arts in general, it's like a dance, man. You know, you learn the moves are very, or they're, you know, gracious. I don't know. There's something, you know, the aesthetics of martial arts, there's something really attractive about that. Yeah, you know, artistic, you know.
No doubt about it. And something you said about music I also love, and it pertains to your new EP here, is, you know, being able to cross genres. Like, when we're young, like you said, it's like when you're in high school, you're not allowed to like this if you like this. Yeah. And it's so stupid. And even even Ali of Bring Me a Horizon lately has been getting a lot of flack for the music he's been doing lately. It's like his answer, which I love, is, why do I want to write the same song over and over again?
Yeah. No, I agree with that. And, you know, Bring Me the Horizon is a good example, because I love that band, because they've been, from album to album, it's always a little bit different, but not too much, but it's always like, you know, they're always evolving, you know what I mean? So that's something that I really like about that band.
To me, that's musicianship. Like, if you're a true musician, you're going to evolve. And, you know, we see that in your songs, because all five tracks are badass, but they're all so different. And I love
that. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I try to keep, you know, a consistency between my songs. Obviously, you know, my melodies are, you know, you can hear that it's me, and my voice obviously is always the same, but my range and my guitar playing. But I love to, you know, try different styles. All I do is basically I play the music that I would love to hear.
Yeah.
That's what I try to write. You know what I mean? I would love to hear, you know, a little bit of the synthesizers with this and that put together with a bit of scratch. And, you know, my songs are kind of like, if you listen to my playlist on Spotify, you take all these songs and make one song, one EP with that, you know, through me. That's what it is, man. You know, no boundaries. Yeah.
That is way cool. So tell us a little bit about the EP, for how you would describe the songs to the listeners.
Huh? Well, I would say I like to stay in the typical, you know, format for, you know, alternative rock, you know, music, as far as, you know, the length of songs, you know, catchy melodies and all that stuff. But, you know, a little bit on the prog side, because I like to, you know, push the boundaries a little bit of songwriting, sometimes with you know, harmony that's a little bit different than usual, than what you would hear in a typical pop song or rock song. Or, you know, I do very technical guitar solos. You don't see that stuff very often in alternative, you know, more mainstream music.
Yeah, that's cool. And I mean, I'm impressed, because it's a full-time job to just write and play the music, but you not only did that, but you produced it, recorded it, mastered everything, and you even like play all kinds of instruments, even some not the average instrument. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. I use a lot of samples and stuff like that. There's a brass section in one of my songs, but I didn't play that. I actually used samples, but still, I was inspired by all these sounds. You know, like I said, I'm a fan of so many genres of music. I love sounds. I don't do music to do a specific genre. And I was always interested in music in general. So I wanted, so very young, I started playing guitar at 6 years old. But at 12 years old, I asked my dad to buy me a drum kit. What else? I was always interested in, you know, learning new instruments and producing music. You know, in my early 20s, late teens, I bought my first software with, you know, a sound card, and I started recording music. I went to recording school. So, you know, anything, you know, synthesizers also, you know, that's a new passion, man. There's so many cool stuff you can do with synthesizers. You can create sounds that have never been done before that, you know. So there's so many creative and cool things about all that stuff. As a parent, if my kids ever ask me for, you know, music, you know, instruments or whatever, I don't think I'll ever say no, because for me, it wasn't the case. I wanted a drum kit. I learned how to drum. I wanted a piano. I learned how to play a piano. It's not, you know, obviously it's not my main instrument, but still. But, you know, I remember asking my mom for hockey equipment and I never used it. So, you never know what's going to happen.
Well, you know, I was one of those parents. I put my kids in all kinds of sports, let them play any instrument they want. A lot of parents don't, because they always think it's like a fleeting moment. And
yeah.
I just think people, and kids especially, should learn as much as they can. That's how they choose. Even with college, I told one of my kids, I'm like, take whatever classes you want. That's how you learn what you want to major in. You know, you don't have to decide. Yeah. Like, it's all about just gaining the knowledge, and then you determine what you like and don't like, and you never know. If you get your kid a whole bunch of instruments, they could be like you that plays multiple instruments.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's not a fleeting moment.
No, but they have to try. They have to try it out. They have to try things before they decide if they like it or not. But if they never try these, it will just never happen. So
Exactly. So I love hearing that. So. Yeah. Tell everybody how they can connect to you on social media, how they can check out the new music, anything else you want to know to connect with you.
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, at Polychuk, P-O-L-Y-C-H-U-C-K. So Polychuk is my actual name, it's my last name, and it's my stage name. So Polychuk on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all that stuff. And also, I have music that's already out. So on Spotify, you know, Apple Music, YouTube. I also have a YouTube channel. So it's Polychuk, P-O-L-Y-C-H-U-C-K, wherever you are, you know, Instagram, TikTok, Spotify. And my EP is coming out. So it's my first official release coming out July 23rd. You can go and pre-save it if you want. I have links everywhere on my social media. And it's going to be 5 songs, 2 of which are already out. So you can check it out on Spotify. No, like I said, every music streaming app has my music. So, yeah.
And it is badass music. So I recommend everybody definitely check it out. Pre-save it, because this is definitely, if you're into music, I don't care what music you're into, you're going to be into this.
Thanks.
And thank you for the music. And thank you for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, man.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.